This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado's Secretary of State says she needs a security detail and is pointing to a far-right rally in Castle Rock last week as evidence why. CPR's Benta Berkland reports.
The crowd chanted, "Lock her up," referring to Griswold. That's when election conspiracy theorist Sean Smith said he's for due process, but those involved in election fraud deserve to hang. Though later adding he doesn't endorse violence, he says when you put your hand on a stove, quote, you get burned. Secretary of State Jenna Griswold says election officials need more security support.
I think it's shocking when you see a room of people cheering at someone calling for your death. That should not be normal in Colorado government. It should not be normal in American government.
A bill is currently moving through the state legislature that would add security protection for Griswold. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
The top elections official in Mesa County, Tina Peters, says she will run to replace Jenna Griswold as Secretary of State. Peters is currently under investigation for alleged election tampering and official misconduct. If she won the Republican primary, Peters could run against Griswold in November. Colorado's COVID numbers are falling, but rates are still somewhat elevated. The positivity rate fell below 8% Monday. A month ago, it was close to 30%. COVID-19 hospitalizations fell to just over 700, the lowest number since August. Omicron drove the wave in January, and state lab director Emily Travanti says it still dominates.
We have seen some signatures of that BA.2 subvariant of Omicron here in Colorado, but it's been a very minor contributor, and we have not seen it take off the way it has in Denmark.
Health officials say transmission is still higher than the 5% goal. This is CPR News and KRCC.